Good afternoon, kua te reo mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Green Party leader Metiria Tude says Christopher Luxon doesn't seem to understand what governance is. In Tuesday's TVNZ leaders debate, the National Party leader repeated his plans to scrap the Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whaiora, in favour boosting the Health Ministry's Māori Directorate. Ms Tude says that's at odds with his claim National invented the by Māori for Māori approach.
When Luxon was talking about health, and really not able to make the connection between the delivery of health services by Māori for Māori on the ground and the need for there to be governance of how health services are being delivered to Māori at that kind of more national end.
Metiria Tude says while National is using racist dog whistling to increase its vote, Labour is failing to present a vision for change. Sea Lord Chief Executive Doug Paulin doesn't expect any major problems from regulators over the purchase of independent fisheries. Privately owned Lyttelton-based business is the fourth largest deepwater fishing company, running three large trawlers and exporting most of its catch. Mr. Paulin says it's the biggest transaction in the industry since the 1992 fisheries settlement that allowed Māori to buy into Sea Lord. Because the deal is worth over $100 million, Sea Lord is half-owned by Japanese seafood corporation Nisui. It needs to be cleared by the Overseas Investment Office.
We don't believe that'll be a major hurdle for us. And of course, the Commerce Commission are involved just because of the scale and in terms of the amount of quota that we'll own. We don't believe we'll be a dominant player at the end of that. There's still significant other major players. And really, if for the other purchases, nothing too much would change if it wasn't Sea Lord. So we're also pretty confident that the Commerce Commission will give us their consent. But at the end of the day, you've got to go through the process.
Doug Paulin says along with Moana's deal to Sanford's North Island inshore quota, Māori now have the scale in the industry where they should be the first party government should sit down with when changes to fishing rules are considered. The director of the Miss Rotorua pageant says the beauty pageant with a difference is reflecting the community it is trying to benefit. Saturday's event before a packed audience at the Sir Howard Morrison Centre raised $40,000 for a Rotorua trust established to help women and whānau in the community. Award-winning fashion designer Carl Wirepa says the trust aims to empower women from all walks of life.
We have women that were in emergency houses, women that are plus size, women that are older, women that are Indian, Sri Lankan, all in the pageant, all from different backgrounds. And that's really great because everybody in that audience could see themselves in at least one of those top 20 contestants.
Carl Wirepa says the fact a mum of five living in emergency housing won the event shows just how different the pageant is, and he looks forward to an even more successful event next year. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Tūrou!